This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me on the phone is Michael Tilley. He is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com. And Michael, thanks for coming back.
Hey, no problem. Glad to be here.
In the political realm this week, the thing that happened that everybody knew was going to happen, it was just a formality, is Asa Hutchinson is now officially a candidate for the Republican nomination for governor of Arkansas.
Yes, Asa is officially. And then, you know, the other worst-kept secret, Mike Ross, he plans on running around the state of Arkansas this upcoming Wednesday. So it looks like the two potential front-runners are out there, are somewhat official. Now, it's going to be interesting to watch to see who else tries to get in the race, but, you know, the polls that Robbie Brock at Talk Business does, it shows that, you know, Ross and Asa are the front runners, and it even shows Asa being ahead, but there's a lot of money and a lot of campaigning left. So, for all intents and purposes, the race for governor has begun.
Bank of the Ozarks and J.B. Hunt both posted some numbers, some financial numbers this week. Both made money.
Yeah. Yes. You know, and it's not unusual for J.B. Hunt to make money. I mean, they've just been scoring left and right. The one thing, though, about J.B. Hunt's earnings on this one is that they missed the market estimate. They beat the last quarter numbers, you know, the same quarter in 2012. They beat the numbers both in revenue and income, but they missed the market's expectations. And right or wrong, that often will play big in the market. And I think we saw a little bit of dip in the share price of J.B. Hunt. But, you know, they were expecting J.B. Hunt posted 61 cents per share earnings, which is a good number, but the market was expecting 64 cents. Mm. And now what happened is J.B. Hunt hit on their revenue. They made all their revenue targets, but their operating income and their segments were lower in some areas than normal. And, you know, that's a function of they're shifting some processes and equipment. There's some one-time cost there. There's still costs associated with driver retention, driver recruitment. There's still fuel prices that are high. So, you know, I think what we saw at J.B. Hunt is what we see at a lot of businesses. It's just an increase in the cost of doing business there. And for Bank of the Ozarks, you know, again, another expansion. I mean, that Little Rock-based bank is doing well, continuing to grow. George Gleason, the CEO there, and I know we in the media aren't supposed to say nice things about banks because they're the problem. They're the cause of every problem in America. I understand that. But Bank of the Ozarks is well run, and George Gleason has done a good job there at the bank. I think they had 11.1% increase is what it was in net income for the quarter. And anytime you can get a double digit increase in the markets, especially in the markets they're in, that's a good sign.
I know later today, after you and I are having this conversation, the Compass Report, which is put out by thecitywire.com, will come out. It's kind of the economic temperature of the region and the nation. And just from what I've seen of the Compass Report, it looks like the idea is things will get better, but slowly.
Yes, that's a good way to put it. And today, later this morning, we'll put out the reports for the three regions in Arkansas, Northwest Arkansas, the Fort Smith area, and Central Arkansas. And again, not to toot our own horn too much, but it is the only independent economic analysis. You know, we conduct it. It's not conducted through a university or some trade group. I mean, we conduct it, and we try to take as honest a look as we can at what's going on in the economy. And interestingly enough, in Central Arkansas and the Fort Smith area, you know, the growth is uncertain. It's very tepid. The jobless rate continues to see persistent high unemployment in those areas. But in Northwest Arkansas, the problem is almost the opposite. There is beginning to be somewhat of a growing concern that, you know, especially in the housing sector, there are too many houses being built. The commercial construction activity is picking back up, maybe too much, maybe outpacing demand, which is part of the problem we had in, you know, in 2007 and 2008, where we just had the bust. So it's interesting. Almost all metro areas in Arkansas, there's concern about future growth. In Northwest Arkansas, there's concern that future growth could be too hot, which I guess if you're going to have a problem, you'd rather have that problem. But interesting, and we do show for example, Jeff Collins, our economist, does look that he expects maybe first quarter and second quarter of this year growth to be up, but he thinks that's going to moderate, and possibly the growth overall in 2013 will be a little less than 2012. And maybe even in 2014, we may see even more moderation.
If the conversion into a digital and mobile world makes you itchy, you might not want to read Kim Sousa's latest article on thecitywire.com. If you're interested in how technology is changing our life, you definitely should read it. She suggests that we have just hit the tip of the iceberg on how mobile devices are changing the retail world.
Yeah, if it makes you itchy, this story could send you into full-blown anaphylactic shock.
Right.
I would recommend reading it near a physician who has some kind of antidote for that. But, yes, she gives the example of you're a parent and your daughter's about to turn 16 and you've forgotten all of the, you don't have cake and you don't have presents. Well, you can just load it in. There's an app for that, as they used to say. Get everything lined up and go to Walmart or some other Target or some other retailer, and it will tell you where to go. It will have it all lined up. It'll tell you whether it's available. The cake may be delivered to your home. So you have taken care of all of this issue with your mobile device. Walk in and out of the store. It scans the items as it goes, and it pays it via credit card that you have in the system or a credit. You may have already loaded, $200 into an account. And it debits as you pick it up, and you just walk out the store. You're not checking out. You're not having to wait in the checkout line or anything. So it's a fascinating, and this isn't, this isn't some scientist, some sci-fi scientist talking about what may happen, in 10 or 15 years. We're talking about what could be happening now in some places or within just a year or two.
Wow. Well, if that does make you itchy, rest easy, because we have a story about cursive writing coming up in a few minutes on Ozarks at Large. So we'll take you back into the 19th century.
Cursive writing.
Yes, it's coming up. Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com. Michael, thank you for your time.
All right. You're welcome, pal.